Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Lieutenant Aaron Wachada may become a political prisoner on Thursday or Friday with his court-martialing for not going to an illegal war and calling the president dishonest. He's a dishonest puppet's what he is. And Mark Hornke has been a political prisoner for almost 7 years. His wife will be joining us. He should be getting out of prison soon in March. We'll be talking to her and getting her take on a lot of important issues. The man at FromWhatReallyHappened.com joins us, Michael Rivero. Great analysis, great reports. New one-hour news program. Been out for about a month now, right here on Genesis Saturday mornings at 11 a.m. Central. Right here on the one and only GCN Radio Network. We'll be focusing on AIPAC and its undue influence this Saturday. Quickly, three final calls for our guest. Steve in Texas, you're on the air.
Well, hi, Alex.
Hello, sir.
I was over at the talk that you gave over at the University of Texas the other night.
Yeah, 900 people and 100 turned away.
It was totally awesome. And thanks for dispersing that DVD that had extra stuff on it. We watched it.
That was listeners there giving out free films, everybody, but that was a nice thing, but I can't take credit.
Oh, okay. All right. I stand corrected.
Well, we did give them permission to do it, but I'm not going to take credit for their good work.
Yeah, well, they're awesome.
But hey, you come to a free speech and you get free films.
Yeah, well, hey, I love that free speech area there. That was really cool. Regarding Iran and these, three battle groups are going over there now?
Well, there's four different naval task forces, two mainline carriers, and then two Coronado-class mini aircraft carriers. Mike, is that accurate? I'm going from memory.
No, that's pretty much accurate. They're considered assault craft. They're short aircraft carrier decks, but they also have deployment facilities for things like hovercraft and landing craft.
I've got a question. A comment and a question. I'm thinking about, you know, back to Pearl Harbor when they pulled all the aircraft carriers out of there and left those old ships to get bombed. I'm thinking with, you know, all this information about the Sunburn missiles that Iran has, that I keep seeing all these websites, military websites that say that the Sunburn can go through the ship defenses.
Yeah, what happens if an aircraft carrier and a couple support ships get hit by a bunch of Sunburns or silkworms and, you know, all these different arsenals? Then we're off the races, the USS Maine, the Lusitania, the Gulf of Tonkin, the USS Liberty. Mike?
Yeah, very much. A lot of people are saying that the sinking of an American warship would be the justification to declare war and go into Iran. That's another one of the scenarios that's been discussed. And along with the various missiles, of course, Iran is reported to have a Russian development called the underwater rocket, and this is a rocket-powered torpedo that puts a sheath of bubbles in the water around itself to cut friction, and it's amazingly fast. And our current defenses can't really work against it. So if a submarine were to get close to the U.S. fleet and sink a ship, that could very easily be blamed on Iran as well.
Can you imagine the news images of an aircraft carrier on fire with its magazine exploding?
It would be a very spectacular news footage, and it would be waved all over. So I'm very worried about all of our people we have in the region on those ships. I actually have family on one of the destroyers that just departed Hawaii to support the Reagan. So, you know, we're concerned.
Yeah, thank you for the call. We'll get to the other callers later. Mike Rivero, thank you for coming on once a month and giving us your insights.
My pleasure, and look forward to doing it again.
Take care. All right, folks, the websites are whatreallyhappened.com, infowars.com, prisonplanet.com, prisonplanet.tv, jonesreport.com. It's up to you to email those out, to post them on message boards, to put them on MySpace, and to reach even more people. Help us in this fight, in our desperate attempt to stop World War III. And even if they launch it, we then need to let everybody know who was behind it and what really happened. We'll be right back.
It's
year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Shelly, you look exhausted.
Oh, wait. Why did you turn that down?
I get so tired of that girl's squeaky voice. I'm sure the bed fan works, but that squeaky voice.
Well, what's the bed fan?
It's a fan that helps hot sleepers stay cool at night.
I could use something like that. This menopause thing is really getting to me at night, and you know how I am about doing that hormone therapy thing. Besides, you're a hot sleeper yourself. You're always throwing the covers off in the middle of the night.
I guess you're right. Why don't we try it? Just think how nice it'll be to sleep through the night.
Yeah, and just think how nice it'll be this summer and all the money we can save on air conditioning.
I know where we can get some more information.
Sleep disorder centers across the country recommend that you must stay cool to get a good night's sleep. The bed fan will keep you cool and give you the restful sleep you deserve. With our 30-day 100% guarantee, you risk nothing. Are you a hot sleeper? Is your partner a hot sleeper? The bed fan is the answer. Visit us today at www.bedfan.com. That's www.bedfan.com.
That's bed FAN.com.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are now 8 minutes and 25 seconds into the third and final hour of this worldwide transmission against tyranny. At the bottom of the hour, we'll continue blitzing through your phone calls and covering some international and national news that we have not gotten to yet. But it's important to look at political prisoners. We talked to Robert Watata of Hawaii, whose son Aaron Watata has been court-martialed for saying he won't go to Iraq. He's already served several years and is an officer because it's an illegal war and the president's dishonest, probably about to become a political prisoner. Mark Gregory Kornke served in the Army, honorably discharged, and he worked at a major university as their chief of maintenance. He, of course, was Mark from Michigan, calling into talk radio in the early 90s, getting his own show in the early 1990s. He and others were involved in founding some of the first Patriot Radio programs and networks, and I learned a lot from Mark Kornke. I was doing a local show here weeknights and had Mark and others on as guests, and then I got hooked up with a little network that they were on and reached a lot of people, and that really over time grew into what you hear and see today with our work. And Mark got set up with a little minion of the ADL coming to his house, threatening people. They basically just, from the story, pushed him off the steps of the house, said, "Get out of here." Then the police came after Mark. Someone told Mark where his location was. and then later bragged about it, and we still deal with that problem today. And Mark, then a year or so later, and I have the squad car video. And I just thought to get Nancy on yesterday. I called Nancy. I looked around last night. I can't find it. I know Mike Hansen, who's out in Gonzales right now, has it. But in the future, we're going to dig it out. If I can't find it, Nancy will send it to me again. That needs to be put on YouTube. And what am I talking about? There is a little bank that Mark banks at. He goes. He's on the surveillance camera dropping in their deposit. He'd been moving furniture around. He dropped off the rental truck, got his car, had one of his sons in the car with him. This has been years. Nancy can fill me in if my memory's failing. And fill in any other details. And then we have over an hour of squad car audio as the sheriff's deputy is told to that Mark Kornke's driving down a certain road and to get behind Mark Kornke. Then it came out that it was someone who looked nothing like Mark on the tape who did come in and supposedly rob the bank. A massive setup. Same thing that happened to Fritz Springmeier. They admitted later that Mark had nothing to do with the bank robbery, that he banked there. Isn't that interesting that right after he drops something off, somebody goes in and robs the bank, and the police are saying, Mark Kornke, Mark Kornke, when he just put it in the side drop box, this individual went in and robbed the bank. And the sheriff's deputy, and this would have been better today if I would have had this, been powerful to play it, is going, well, you don't think it's Mark Kornke, then why am I following him? And they say, go to cell phone. You hear the sheriff. And Mark had his son with him and thought that it was some kind of setup, so he basically sped away down the highway, down some side roads. All they could have got him on was speeding or maybe reckless driving, but it wasn't reckless. He dropped his son off. Got him out of there. Then the police cars come up and start ramming his car. This is all on tape. Mark is not ramming them. They are ramming him. He gets out of the car and runs out into a river trying to get away from them. They draw beads down on him and they get him. And with the squad car video that I played many times on local access television while Mark's trial was going on, they ram him. And it's the same thing you see with Abby Newman that happened in 2000, and it's in Road to Tyranny, where she goes to a checkpoint. State police are searching everybody. They say, we want your license. We want to search. She says no. They jerk her out. She doesn't even resist. She has her hands at her sides, and they charge her with resisting arrest. Of course, she got a jury trial and defeated it because we had the squad car video. Then they get in the back of her car and find Patriot Games, the movie. I mean, Harrison Ford, and they think that's terrorist. They find a pocket constitution. They think that's terrorist. They say it may be illegal. They find a Police State 2000 and say this must be illegal. I mean, this is their mindset. So just like she didn't do anything, didn't even touch him, they still charge her with that. They ram Mark. He gets... And he already had the other absconding conviction before, not for pushing the guy off the porch who was menacing them and his family, but for then absconding. They said he ran from police, and so he already had that. Then they get him again, a guy with no record until that time, and they ram him off the road, and then they say he assaulted them with the car. Nancy, is that accurate?
Pretty much.
Well, I mean, pretty much. Fill us in. I mean, recap what happened to Mark.
Well, how far back do you want to go here? But, no, he was a name that he will not give to himself is Whistleblower. And that's something everybody needs to understand. When he left the military, he had information that was given to him not through regular channels that he wanted to investigate and to expose. Had he been briefed or debriefed properly, he would not have been able to come forward about the concentration camps in the United States. And that is the root of everything here. The individual you found out came forward at that time to quote unquote help him with something else. As far as this latest go round, well, with the first incident with Mr. Gaynor, Gaynor was working with Tom Wayne, another talk show host, but a man working with the ADL, and came with a dead subpoena, meaning it was no longer any good. The guy had confessed and punched Mark with it, literally. By the grace of God, you know, we had people come forward that were there, that were witness to it, that...
So they had to drop that, but they still got him on the absconding.
They still got him on the absconding, but I had to be able to prove that. And had he gone to court when it was scheduled, we would not have been able to prove it. And that was the bottom line. It wasn't even an acquittal. They dropped the case. The prosecutor did. And they wanted him to go to a misdemeanor on that. And he says, I'm not going to do that. There was no underlying charge. His was the first case in the United States where an absconding charge was upheld when the underlying case was dropped. First one ever.
And now that's more and more commonplace where the underlying charge is dropped, but then they get you with a stacked.
Right.
Okay. It's like the Davidians found not guilty of murder, but then the judge says, I find you guilty of using firearms in the commission of murder. How are you found guilty of using firearms in the commission of murder when you were found not guilty of murder?
Exactly.
And that's Judge Walter E. Smith. Now, without going into too much detail,
sure.
And of course, there's going to be some exposés written about this in the near future when Mark and others get out. Certain individuals inside the organization there later, it was able to be confirmed, had even blown the whistle on where Mark was at.
That's my understanding of it. And I believe that because I had had a bug planted in my car when I was over in Battle Creek that I was followed back across the state. And I've talked about that before on air. Got in my car and got on the expressway and I wasn't going slow. A good 90-mile drive back here and I was followed all the way across the state. 6 or 7 miles behind me was a state police officer. And the reason I know that is I had my CB on and I was listening to what the truckers were saying. I was expecting to get pulled over any time, but that never happened. They were just busy following me to see if I would lead them to wherever Mark is at. And
then from the evidence you have, we're going to get into that later. It's just unbelievable. Let's fast forward to running Mark off the road and then charging him with running into them.
Well, this was total setup. The man that actually robbed the bank only served 2 years in a minimum security facility with a list of priors as long as your arm. This gentleman, too.
And by the way, he was tall, bald, white-haired, looked nothing like Mark.
He was really scruffy.
How did the police know, though? Let's be clear about this. Mark drops money in the drop box, leaves. This guy, 20 minutes later, robs it. And then even the sheriff's deputy on tape's going, well, if it isn't Mark Kornke, why are you saying it's Mark if people are saying it's somebody else? And they just said, go to cell phone.
Well, what happened here is that the robbery took place. 20 minutes later, Mark shows up, drops it in.
Okay, I got it backwards.
And an officer that didn't like him, okay, has, I think, watched the, the Texas.
And by the way, Mark had been on the and again, I'm going from memory here.
Yeah.
Mark had been on the phone and telling people I'm going to make a deposit.
No, but we have been under surveillance. We know that. I have the FBI report as well as the book. Trust me, it's a book. Almost 700 pages.
I just remember that Mark thought there'd been surveillance and it was a setup.
Yes. It was. It was absolutely with the evidence that I have now from the different reports from the police officers, from the FBI, and the other information that we have, that he was under surveillance. They were watching the house because we had rented a truck to move some furniture. And that's all they need now. You know, that's it. You know, after the Oklahoma City bombing, which we all know is a farce, and in the story that they raised with that, but that's automatically, as soon as I rent a vehicle, they red flag the name and immediately are contacted by the rental company as to we're renting a truck or whatever.
And then to make a long story short, when we get back, what then happened to Mark?
Well, this officer that fingered Mark did not even wait for the dispatcher to give a description. I had hired Richard Mack. He went through the tape and like, well, that's a tone. That tone is there to tell everybody to shut up and listen because the dispatcher is giving out the description.
Well, stay there. Let's go over it slowly here. It's important. But imagine, I got it backwards from 7 years going back in memory. 20 minutes after it's robbed, Mark just walks up and drops money in the drop box. The cops are there. He sees him, gets his car, drives off. Oh, there's our bank robber making a night deposit. I mean, it's just, it's off the charts.
Good morning, honey. Wow, the weather is beautiful, the cabin is terrific, and it's the first day of our vacation.
Yeah.
Honey, is there something wrong?
Yeah, I just realized we forgot to pack the travel brookie system. I can't drink this cabin water. And what am I going to do when I'm out on the lake? Now the whole vacation is ruined.
Honey, cheer up. I brought our Sport Brookie purifiers.
What?
Yeah, I know you're picky about not having pathogenic bacteria, organic chemicals, heavy metals or foul tastes and odors in the water, so I packed our Sport Brookie purifiers.
You know, this is a terrific cabin. And wow, have you noticed the beautiful weather?
Don't ruin your vacation. Get a travel Berkey today for only $209 or get a Sport Berkey for only $39. Call 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Travel Berkey not available in Iowa.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Over the last 40 years, we've seen prayer and God thrown out of the schools by decisions of the U.S. Supreme Court. Yet on February 29, 1892, in a 9-0 decision of the U.S. Supreme Court, America was declared a Christian nation. There is an ongoing assault on your First Amendment right of freedom of religion and freedom of assembly. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call for a free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
How are you feeling today? I ask because if you have health challenges, then reading our free booklet about the most amazing discovery of our time is crucial. The booklet is about an amazing fruit from Southeast Asia they call mangosteen. It's a centuries-old medicinal fruit whose time has come and it has amassed 40 years of published research. We have information and testimonials from all over the world about the health potentials of this amazing fruit. This powerful botanical has contributed to the well-being of millions of people the world over with health concerns just like yours. You can have the 22-page e-booklet absolutely free. We'll also refer you a website with links to actual testimonials and product information. Could this fruit help you in your quest for total health? Find out why mangosteen is known as the queen of all fruits and why it is fast becoming the best-selling wellness product ever brought to the market. Your health is in your hands. Do something about it today. Call 800-681-1909. Again, that's 800-681-1909.
Imagine the Michigan militia being demonized on Nightline and Blair News Hour. Frontline, ADL reports, Southern Poverty Law Center intelligence report being put out demonizing Mark Gregory Quarantine as just the ultimate evil. And why were they so scared of him? He was articulate. He was laying out the master plan, America in Peril. And he made a documentary about it. Everything he said has come true. But it's slow motion, Red Dawn. Our troops are foreign, mercenaries, admitted FEMA camps. Everything he learned about when he was in the Army that he tried to warn people about. And what did he get for it? Run off the road by cops and sent to jail for 7 years. And it's totally infiltrated. Feds everywhere. I mean, Michigan's famous for what happened up there. Can please continue, Nancy, with the story.
Well, the biggest thing he's there for is because he named names and exposing the bigwigs out there that were involved in all that nonsense. But and it really is nonsense when you look at it. Where we're at today because of greed. Where he was going with that, this officer, I think he honestly, 2 days prior, there had been the Texas Walker Ranger program where they had the militia was robbing banks. I think that was going through his head. I really do. Saw Mark, fingered him. He was nowhere near the bank. He was ordered to go to the bank and check on the people and secure it. Did not do that. Went downtown, next door, basically, like three doors down from the bank, and stopped at the Dairy Queen instead and asked the passerby if they saw anything strange. And went from there to chasing Mark and whipping everybody up into just a horrendous frenzy. There were officers from the county, all across the county, that raced here with lights off at 120 miles an hour, guesstimation by other officers who saw and complained were being run off the road by them, to get here to get a piece of him. It was just...
And I guess they feel good. The guy that robbed the bank went to prison, no connection to Mark. Mark goes to prison for being run off the road by him.
That, you know, and that's the curious thing. Like I told you, 2 years minimum security prison this man went to with a list of priors, and the minimum sentence in Michigan for first-time bank robbery is 15 years. That sent up a red flag to me right away. I sent a gentleman that was a real estate agent in the area where the man was from, a good 200 miles north of us, up in the Grayling area, and to check this guy out, check the property out, you know, eminent domain information, find out who financed the house and all that. Well, he got there. I can check that online. Went in, and it was blocked. The information was blocked. So he went in person down to the township office, got there, gave him the address. That information's blocked. Now, anywhere else in the country, you can go and you can get the name of the owner, the mortgage company, how much taxes they owe, and how much is left on the mortgage. That's all information that anybody can get at any time, and they blocked it. Well, this man also happened to have been a former senator. He pulled out his credentials, like, you want to tell me why? You are telling me I can't have this. And they just looked at him and said, it's blocked. Now, that tells me one thing. This is government-owned property, probably either an informant witness protection program, or this man is working with directly with FBI, CIA, someone within the federal government.
And Nancy, the exact same type of problems that you had up in Michigan, you've heard about and know about the things we're dealing with down here
right.
In Austin. And,
well,
and I told you about it, and you said it's exactly what you've seen before.
It is. With the email that I received, there is nothing in that email that I have not seen in person before from the person in question. All of it. Even down to the pulling of a weapon and pointing at somebody within the office. That has happened here. And it was one of the reasons he was asked to leave. You know, he went kicking and screaming. But did leave. Unfortunately, you know, other people did not believe us that these things were going on, but he continues on in the same vein. So he hasn't changed one iota. And I just, you know, pray that everybody wakes up and gets on board and understands who this person is and what he's doing.
Yeah, it's incredible. It's just off the charts.
It's what Mark would call standard operational procedure for this individual.
Yeah, the latest thing is going to people's houses. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Attention, this is an urgent GCN News Bulletin. Do you desperately need to get out of debt fast? Would you like to make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're a GCN listener, there's a very real chance that you'll now be able to do it. Here's why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're cheating, but they're not. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Learn how to finally teach those financial vultures some humility by beating them at their own game, and above all, learn how to bail out for a soft landing. Get control, get relief, get some sleep. Go to www.outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com. Or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm going to get more into the Perry vaccine situation with the live cancer virus. We're going to take calls from Todd, John, and Paul, and a few others, Shirley. But then we got to wrap up this transmission. Nancy Kornkeet, Mark is getting out of jail unless they try to set him up. He's had a lot of attempted setups in prison, has he not, in the last 7 years?
He has had one major one. They were really, really trying. After 9/11, and as you know, both you and Mark predicted 9/11 would happen. Something big was there, and it was going to happen pretty quick on the East Coast, and sure enough, there we go. And then after that, of course, were the anthrax scares. And as we all know, the U.S. government certainly didn't give any information on how, if you got something like that in the mail and personally at your home, what to do. Neither did the Red Cross. However, there's volumes and volumes of information available through the military, if you've been prior military. Well, with Mark, as you know, being in the military, part of his training, he was a trainer for NBC, the Nuclear, Biological, and Chemical Warfare.
And so what happened?
Well, people started writing him in prison, asking him, what do we do? How do we decontaminate? What procedures? What do we need? So he made a list of different things necessary to decontaminate yourself, decontaminate your home, vehicle, whatever. from nuclear, biological, or chemical attacks. And that included bleach, antibacterial soap, and laundry detergent.
But to make a long story short, what do they claim? He was trying to build
a bomb.
Yeah.
A bomb. They claimed he was trying to build a bomb. And, you know, I didn't know what it was initially.
I've seen SWAT teams pull people over off the news chopper,
yeah.
And after they SWAT team them for no reason, they hold up jumper cables and say, look, pipe bombs.
Yeah.
I mean, they'd probably take a can of spaghetti sauce and say it was a nuclear weapon.
Well, it was a ridiculous thing to claim. Actually, in the what they had taken from him, they had cut off the top of it, which described exactly what it was. You know,
so what happened? Long story short.
Long story short, I got a hold of Ben Pardon, General Ben Pardon, and as one of the top people in the nation dealing with bombs and
former head of Air Force Weapons Development.
Exactly. Well, he's still one of the six people today that chooses our armament. So using him as a reference point and gathering the information, getting a determination from him that this was for sanitation purposes, not for building a bomb.
So what had he done? Just written a letter, and they claim that letter
he had written a list down of things that were necessary for cleaning this up.
And
know?
So a guy in prison, yeah. They claim, is now involved in bombs.
Trying to smuggle it in.
Sure.
Trying to smuggle stuff in to create a bomb inside. They moved him to a level 3, and with Ben Pardon's information and his determination, we were able to overturn that. But
good. So Nancy,
more.
We don't have much time,
yeah.
And I appreciate you coming on with us. Mark is scheduled to get out the 15th of March. That's he's serving all 7 years.
All 7 years, at Ides of March. I don't think that's any mistake there that they chose that date. But he will be out. If you want to drop him a line real quick, it's Mark Gregory Cornkey. His prison number is 295-350. He is at the Mid-Michigan Correctional Facility, a little closer to home, at 8201 North Croswell Road in St. Louis, Michigan, 48880.
Well, he's going to be getting out here in...
About 41 days.
About 41 days.
Yeah.
I immediately, because they're going to try to set him up, you know, immediately when he gets out, I want to immediately get Mark on air as soon as he gets out.
Well, he's looking forward to that. He's been writing books, as a matter of fact, Alex. one done, one in rewrite, and another one that's almost finished. So getting them off to the publisher and get everything squared away, all the artwork done.
And his spirit, I hear, hasn't been broken.
Oh, not even. No. No, no, no. He plans on hitting the ground running, has two tours planned already through the South and through the West, and goodness, lots of things on the horizon.
Well, that's just fabulous. Give out your address or your phone number for anybody that wants to support you.
The easiest one here is to use our post office box. That's P.O. Box 194, Dexter, Michigan, 48130. Again, that's P.O. Box 194, Dexter, Michigan, 48130. And you can write to me, Nancy Cornkey.
And folks, you know, put a few bucks in there because it's really been tough for her. She's having to work 80 hours a week, take care of her family and children, and it's been hard. And you know, her husband, Mark Gregory Cornkey, did so much for this country and got the word out to so many people. And really, he was a big seed that grew into a huge tree and then dropped a lot more seeds and to wake people up. And you know, Mark Cornkey and the word he got out was a big part of the zenith we see expanding today. And so, Nancy, we'll have you up real soon before Mark gets out.
All right.
And we'll also, you know, get into some more exposés as we document all of our information, really powerful. And I know that Mark's considering going completely public about who some of these people are, too, even though he never likes to, you know, have that type of stuff go on. Sometimes it has to be done when he gets out of prison. So I do look forward to talking to you and Mark on the air very, very soon. Give your P.O. Box out one more time.
That's P.O. Box 194. Dexter, Michigan, 48130. Thank you, Alex.
Thank you, Nancy, and I'm going to try to give you a call tonight.
All right. Good.
Thanks a lot, and God bless. All right, there goes Nancy Cornkey. They have been through so much and set up twice. Just unbelievable to see this type of thing happen. 7 years in prison for the police running you off the road. and the fellow who really robbed the bank, 2 years in minimum security. Very, very interesting, to say the least. I tell you, it's just horrible to see what happens to good people. We need to pray for all of them. Let's talk to Todd in Ohio. Todd, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, hi, Alex. First, I wanted to say, as a 16-year military veteran, I strongly support Lieutenant Watata, and I wish him well. Are you there?
Yes, I am, sir.
Okay. I have two questions on monetary reform. I agree with you, as well as Aaron Russo and Ron Paul, that our privately controlled debt-based money system is horribly corrupt.
And we don't really owe that money.
Right. It's a very corrupt system that needs to be eliminated. However, I disagree that gold is the solution. Now, there's an excellent documentary on this called The Money Masters. My first question is, are you familiar with the argument against... Yeah, are you familiar with the argument against returning to a gold-based money system?
Well, no, I know at the end of the documentary, they go through a plan to basically monetize it, and that goes through a whole sophisticated program. I'm not even saying particularly go back to the gold standard. We can have the government issue the currency. It just isn't debt-based. But there's also arguments for a gold standard, and so, you know, that's open for debate. The bottom line is this current system is a fraud.
Right, yeah, because it's monetized debt. It's not what currency is composed of. It's how it comes into circulation.
Well, it's been about 8-9 years since I saw The Money Masters. Why don't you tell them about their plan that's at the end of the film?
Well, long story short, it basically advocates, instead of a debt-based fiat money system, it advocates a debt-free fiat money system.
Yeah, the government just issues it, and then the money is used as a mode of exchange.
The key point is that it has to, and this is something similar to something Milton Friedman advocated, which is it has to be pegged by law to objective criteria, which would take it out of the hands of both bankers and politicians. It would be mandated by law that...
And then that way you don't get massive currency speculation.
Right, and the money's probably down like 3-5% a year by law, so that way it couldn't be arbitrarily manipulated. So I just wanted to mention that documentary. And that,
but you're not against holding physical gold, are you?
Oh, no, absolutely not. But the thing is that one of the things it mentions in the documentary is that the Gold Commission, set up by Ronald Reagan in the early 80s, found that none of that gold is even owned by the American people anymore, even though it was confiscated from them. It's old.
Well,
it's,
yeah, we know what happened. I appreciate your call. In 1933, martial law was declared. They ordered everyone to turn their gold in for paper notes. So you can bring an ounce of gold in, you get $20. Paper. It's really cotton. You get a greenback. And then you take, then the globalists took that and sold it to Europe at cost. And then overnight, once they had the gold supply, they then doubled its value by manipulating the price of it. And so what the caller brings up is true. But just because Europe owns most of our gold, that's where most of it you end up buying out of gold sellers here in the U.S. is where it comes from. So you can still physically buy gold. I want to make that clear. I'm saying don't even trust in government. Things are so far gone. Once it all crashes, we can try to rebuild it and get a better system. And I totally support what the caller was saying. I don't want it to confuse people that gold is not a good investment. It's a wonderful investment. Let's go ahead and take another call. John in California, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I have three real quick things. The first one is a few days ago I called up and you told me to take the line of code for the MySpace page and make the code and send it to you. I sent it to Ryan at InfoWars today. And the second thing is...
Well, let's fill people in and they'll know what you were talking about. You said that there's a piece of code that can be done where we can post the link to my radio show on the website, and I believe on my MySpace account there is a link just to click and listen, but you're saying some type of player, and so, great.
Yeah, I made that code, and it's box that you could put in your listen page or whatever, and people can just copy the code from it and paste it right to their MySpace page.
Great.
The second thing is that I was just looking at Netflix, and I found Aaron Russo's film Freedom to Fascism and your film 9/11 Rise of the Police State both on there. And
you mean Terror Storm?
Yeah, Terror Storm. That's what I meant. Anyway, and the third thing is a couple days ago, a caller called up that you falsely accused of being CIA. This guy named Roman from my hometown.
I don't believe that's the case.
Huh?
I don't believe that's the case.
You think he is CIA?
No, I don't even know who this caller is or this person is, but I don't remember in the last week accusing a caller of being CIA.
Not last week. I mean yesterday. He called up talking about the Freemasons.
No, I did not. In fact, and that's who I thought you were talking about, and I appreciate your call, sir. Okay. If you listened to that call, in fact, I should ask you when it was. Was that in the third hour yesterday? No, it was in the second hour. In fact, I think it was I think he came on about 35 after second hour. In fact, I like doing this sometimes. Go in there and listen to a caller named Roman. I think it's like middle of the second hour. And I want to play that because I'm tired of people calling in here with false accusations to this show. All right? And I'm not mad at you, sir. Thanks for writing a code to get the show out and all that. But people don't listen. They don't listen. Every time I say you can download Terrorstorm for free on Google Video, I then get a bunch of calls and emails going, you said your film's free. Send it to me. I can't ship it to you for $6-7 free and ship you the DVD for free. I'm saying it's on Google Video for free. And it's the same thing. The caller called in and said, why don't you say Freemasons run everything and that 9/11 was a Freemason job? And then I went through people that attack me who are in the government or involved with the government. And I said, not you, sir, but other people, not the caller, but others that say, he won't say it's just the Catholics, he's an agent. He won't say it's just the Jews, he's an agent. He won't say it's just the blah, blah, blah. And I said, no, it's evil people in every major group are part of this New World Order. And then I went on, and then I even took time out, knowing how people's brains work, to go, and I'm not saying you're bad. I'm not saying you're the agent. And then the next day, you falsely accuse someone of being an agent. John, can you find that? I'm going from memory here, but I think it was in the fourth segment of hour two. And, man, I ended up doing like a 5-6 minute rant off of it into that 50 after break. But again, folks, it's not about me. Frankly, I'm sitting here with an incredible headache, with a sinus headache right now, with allergies. I'm tired. I'm just trying to cover the news and get the info out to you and expose how the system works. And I know everybody's looking for me to have all the answers and know how to get everything done. And I don't, folks. I really don't. Let's go ahead and take another call while he tries to find that. We're almost out of time. I don't have the time to play it. It's there in the archives. Just go listen to it. Let's go ahead and talk to John in Ohio. John, go ahead.
Yes, I'm really concerned about this catastrophic move towards Third World War and this attempt to drag us in using the same lies and same liars that dragged us into this catastrophe in Iraq, which will and using the same lies and liars which the Democrats and Republicans and especially the media are complicit in, into an even more catastrophic war with Iran.
Yeah, we're sitting here on the edge of World War III. It could mean millions dead. And after the history books are written, yeah, it's just we're in trouble. Man, it's bad.
Well, you know, there's a lot of people that are on the inside, and I've been checking some of the websites, and people even in the military and intelligence circles in the Pentagon that are leaking stuff to Seymour Hersh, Scott Ritter, and others who are absolutely consider these people in the White House mad and crazy. And a particularly stunning one I saw on WSWS.org is a Zbigniew Brzezinski. Now, this man is a very sinister character himself who's been involved in provocations that when he started the war in Afghanistan.
Yeah, he's co-founder of the Trilateral Commission.
Right.
And now he's declassified. Well, he admitted it, and then it was declassified that in 79 with Carter, they actually started a war against the Soviets. The Soviets were provocateured into coming into Afghanistan, and that was all meant to just bleed them. But many historians now say it was actually to create the radical Muslim Mujahideen to spread it and export it.
Yes, and coming from this man, a man like that, really a kind of a terrifying testimony last Thursday before the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, the media was totally silenced about this plans for war by the Bush administration. He was absolutely appalled by it. He says that it was a scathing denunciation of both the war in Iraq and this planned war catastrophe against Iran. And he says that the United States government is actually, he strongly suggested, I should say, that they're capable of a provocation, of a provoking a terrorist attack in the United States.
Brzezinski said that?
He came very close and strongly hinted. WSWS.org.
What's the headline on the story, and I'll get one of my people to do an article on it.
Their headline is a political bombshell from Zbigniew Brzezinski, ex-National Security Advisor, warns the Bush administration is seeking a pretext to attack Iran. And he brings out that there's actually, he cites other examples prior to the war where the administration, as you mentioned, was planning to provoke Iraq into shooting at an American plane.
Planting WMDs. We're out of time. Thank you. Final segment. Try to jam a few final calls in.
It's here after a year in production and traveling to distant lands. My new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day. Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Well, the call from Roman was exactly where I thought it was. It was about an 8-minute call. He was on about 2-3 minutes. I don't have time to play it all here in a final 5-minute segment. But here I am explaining that I cover all the different evil groups and how they all nexus together. And then I say that the people that are attacking me there, you know, out there with these websites are operatives. And then I say, but I'm not saying you're an operative caller. And then I'm accused of saying he's an operative. So here it is. for you what I said. I cover what I think are the most important facets, and I bring guests on who cover all the others. And we've talked about the Israeli connections, and they're clearly there. We talk about them every couple days, and I'll get the calls, and the big exposés are written that I've never once talked about it, and I didn't talk about 9/11 for years after it, which is totally untrue. Talked about it before it happened, the day it happened. Those are just operatives and disinfo people. Instead of us just knowing it's an inside job, they want to get us all fighting with each other instead of moving forward to educate the public that it was an inside job. And I'm not saying you're an operative, sir. You sound genuine and you sound serious. But quite frankly, I don't believe that 9/11 was a Freemasonic job. I mean, you've got 911, the Masonic numbers, you've got the two towers used in Masonic rituals where they, you know, have the ritual
okay.
of knocking down the two pillars. Who's the next caller? Because I got a bunch here. Okay, I just played that clip for you, and there you go. I did not say you were a CIA operative. I said people attacking me in big exposés clearly are. Then I said, no, I'm not saying you are. You brought up serious info. I didn't disagree with you. I didn't call you an operative, and you just said I did. You'll probably hate me for proving you wrong. It's okay. Fine. I just am tired of it, frankly. Let's go ahead and talk to. Paul in Arizona. Go ahead. You're on the air.
Yeah, Alex. Paul in Arizona. Just a quick question. What can you tell me about the organization that's called We the People?
That's a great organization, effectively exposing the fact that the IRS is a collection agency for the private Federal Reserve. And I've interviewed the head of the group and been very supportive of them, and they've run full-page ads in major magazines and newspapers like USA Today.
Yeah, they got a good website.
Yeah, and we support them fully. It's all part of exposing the fraud. Just like there is no law you got to take this live cancer virus, there's no law you got to pay the income tax. It's not a real tax. It goes directly to the private bankers. Even Ronald Reagan said that.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. I appreciate your call. No, I think they're a good mainline patriot organization that does good work and exposes a lot of corruption. I need to get him on, the head of that group, as soon as possible. There's a lot of guests I've interviewed many times over the years, and I haven't had them back in years. And the We the People folks are some of the ones that I need to have on the broadcast. All right, I'm out of time. I haven't plugged it all day. But I hope you'll go to PrisonPlanet.tv, great activist tool, 15 cents a day, $5.95 a month, all 15 of my films, weekly TV reports, special video reports, download them, burn them to disc, incredible activist tool, and your support of PrisonPlanet.tv makes what we do here possible. You can also go to Infowars.com to order Terror Storm, America, Freedom to Fascism, and other films at deep discounts at Infowars.com, or ask about the specials when you call 888-253-3139. And your purchase does make our operation possible and continued operations possible, so please support us. And I want to thank all those that have supported us in so many ways, whether it's word of mouth, telling folks about the site, or getting the DVDs and books from Infowars.com, or calling toll free 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. Or you can write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Thanks to the folks at Genesis. Thanks to my crew. Thanks to you, the listeners, the affiliates, and God above. Take care. God bless you all. Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645. Hello.